Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE. Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
1999 was the year the Indian nuclear satellite went out of control. No one knew where it might land. The whole world was alarmed. Claire couldn't care less.
Can I help you?
Yeah, it's my eyes.
You have sad eyes.
I'm not a sad man, though.
There's a guy looking for you.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a gun. What's he after?
He wants to kill me.
What for?
The camera takes pictures that blind people can see.
I know you stole it.
His real name is Faber. Sam Faber.
Finder's fee, $500,000.
And would you take me out of here?
Where is Sam Faber now?
It's the end of the world.
This may startle you.
What's he doing?
He's trying to record his own dreams.
I shouldn't be saying this. A person sitting as you step by a window.
1999 was the year the Indian nuclear satellite went out of control. It soared above the ozone layer like a lethal bird of prey. Claire couldn't care less.
Welcome to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. This week I'm featuring the film Until the End of the World. Now, this film was directed by Wim Wenders. It's set at the turn of the millennium in the shadow of a world-changing catastrophe. The film follows a man and woman played by William Hurt and Solveig Damartin as they are pursued across the globe in a plot involving a device that can record visual experiences and visualize dreams. Interesting music from the film, and we're going to kick it off now with this track from Jane Silbury and Katie Lang. This is Calling All Angels.
Santa Maria, Santa Teresa, Santa Anna, Santa Susanna, Santa Cecilia, Santa Cappelia, Santa Domenica, Mary Angelica, Frater Ashes, Frater Pietro, Julianus, Petronella, Santa, Santos, Mirsa, Maria, and all of us the rest.
And a baby cries. High above, you can hear the church bell start to ring. And as the heaviness, all the heaviness, the body settles in. Somewhere you can hear a mother sing. Then it's 1 foot, then the other as you step out.
step out on the road. How much weight? How much? Then it's how long and how far and how many times? Oh, before it's too late. Call angels, call through this one, don't leave me alone. Call all angels, call all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, but we're not sure how. On every day you gaze upon the sunset with such love and intensity. Why? It's almost as if you could only crack the code, then you'd finally understand what this all means. But if you could, do you think you would trade it all? But then you'd miss the beauty of the light upon this earth, and then the sweetness of the leaving. Calling all angels, calling all angels, walk me through this world.
Interesting music from the movie. Now, what did I say it was called? Yeah, Until the End of the World. Well, the film was released in several editions, ranging in length from 158 minutes to 287 minutes. In 1999, panic ensues when an orbiting Indian nuclear satellite begins to spiral towards Earth, where Claire Tormier, who has been travelling around Europe, trying unsuccessfully to distract herself after discovering that her boyfriend slept with her best friend, is unconcerned by the impending nuclear disaster, though her sleep has been troubled by recurring nightmares. When she gets stuck in a traffic jam in the south of France after it's projected as a possible impact site, she decides to take a side road. She gets into an accident with a pair of surprisingly friendly bank robbers who enlist her to carry their stolen cash to Paris in exchange for a cut of the loot. Well, the plot's certainly interesting, isn't it? This is Nick Cave and I'll Love You Till the End of the World.
It was a miracle I even got out along with alive. This town full of men with big mouths and no guts. I mean, if you can just picture it, The whole third floor of the hotel gutted by the blast, and the street below showered in shards of broken glass. And all the drunks pouring out of the dance hall, staring up at the smoke and the flames, and the blind pencil seller waving his sticks, shouting for his dog that lay dead on the side of the road. And me, if you can believe this, at the wheel of the car, closing my eyes and actually praying, not to God above, but to you, Sam. Things we plan, we sit and we invent and we plot and cook up. Others are works of inspiration, of poetry. And it was this genius hand that pushed me up the hotel stairs to say my last goodbye to a hair white as snow and her pale blue eyes, saying, I gotta go, I gotta go. The bomb in the bread basket are ready to blow. In this town of men with big mouths and no guts, the pencil seller's dog spooked by the explosion, leaping under my wheels, I careered out of Longwood on my way to you, waiting in your dress of blue. I said, thank you, girl. Thank you, girl. I love you till the end of the world. With your eyes black as coal. And with the horses prancing through the fields, with my knife in my jeans and the rain on the shield, I sang a song for the glory of the beauty of you, waiting for me in your dress of blue. Thank you, girl. Thank you, girl. I love you till the end of the world. With your eyes black as coal.
From the movie Until the End of the World. Well, along the way, she meets a man who introduces himself as Trevor McPhee. He's being followed by an armed man named Bert. So Claire agrees to let Trevor travel to Paris with her. After reaching the house of the estranged lover, Eugene, Claire discovers that Trevor stole some of the stolen money while she slept. Let's hear from Elvis Costello now. This is a cover version of The Kinks' Days here on the Director's Cut, featuring the film Until the End of the World's music here on Director's Cut. Enjoy.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single. Shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days where you can't see wrong from right. took my life. And then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's all right. Now I'm not frightened of this world. Believe me. I wish today could be tomorrow. The night is dark. It just brings sorrow. Let it wait. Thank you for the day. Endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the day.
The director's cut.
The plot continues. Claire crosses paths with Bert and finds out that he's going to Berlin. She makes the trip as well and hires missing persons detective Philip Winter to help her locate Trevor. Using his computer, he learns that Trevor has a bounty on his head for stealing opal from a mining syndicate in Australia. Yeah, okay, I know what you're thinking. And access to Trevor's passport and financial information allows him to determine the man has just boarded a flight to Lisbon. Here's continuing music now. This time we got a track from Depeche Mode featured in the film, and this is Death's Door. Home.
test. Mother, are you praying? Father, I am saying I'm coming
home. Music from the film Until the End of the World. You're going to love this piece of plot here. When Claire and Winter catch up with Trevor, Winter handcuffs Trevor to Claire, but she voluntarily goes along with Trevor when he runs away. They go to a hotel where Winter finds them having sex. Though Trevor is able to handcuff both Winter and Claire to the bed and escape with more of Claire's money. It just goes on, doesn't it? This is R.E.M. and Fretless.
He's got his work. She comes easy. They each come around when the other is gone. Me, I think I got stuck somewhere in between. I wouldn't confide in the prodigal son. The die has been cast. The battle is won. The bullets were blanks. A double up.
Time.
interesting music from the movie Until the End of the World. There was REM and Feckless. Well, when Sam buys a ticket to Beijing, they're going all over the world in this film, on the Trans-Siberian Railway, the computer alerts Claire and she leaves Eugene while she thinks he is sleeping. Sam evades Claire and she ends up travelling through China alone for months. She finally calls Eugene, who tells her to go to Tokyo and meet her there. They go to the capsule hotel where Sam is supposed to be staying, only to find a tied-up Winter and get shot at by various bounty hunters and international government agents who have been tipped off by the bounty hunter they consulted, would you believe it, somewhere else, in Moscow even. Well, let's continue now with the music from this film. We now hear from T-Bone Burnett, and this is called Humans from Earth, here on the Director's Cut. Alan T with you until the top of the hour, with the hope you enjoyed the music from this unusual film. And wow, what a plot. I'm going to have to watch this film again, I think, because I didn't get it the first time.
Come from a blue planet light years away, where everything multiplies at an amazing rate. Out here in the universe buying real estate, hope we haven't gotten here too late. We're humans from Earth. We're humans from Earth. You have nothing at all to fear, nothing we're gonna like.
green onions in her hand. She listens to the sound of the band. A band of green sparrows in her head, talking to the rising sun. Yes, she's talking to the rising sun. Oh, Papa, Papa Dare. Oh, Papa, Papa Dare. Oh, Papa, Papa Dare. Yes, yes, Papa, Papa cares. Oh, Papa, Papa Dare. Oh, oh, Mama, Mama Dare. Oh, Mama, Mama Dare. Yeah, yeah, Mama, Mama cares. Yes, 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 Papa, Papa Dare. Oh, yes, Mama, Mama cares. Yes, yes, Mama, Mama Dare. Yeah, yeah, Mama, Mama cares. Yeah, yeah, Papa, Papa Dare. Yeah, yeah, Mama, Mama cares.
Before the break, you heard the track called Last Night's Sleep from Can. Well, Claire is able to escape and happens upon Sam, who is rapidly losing his eyesight. At a pachinko parlor, she buys them train tickets to a random mountain inn where the kindly innkeepers provide herbs that heal Sam's eyes. Well, Sam reveals to Claire that the prototype camera he stole was invented by his father, Henry, and is a device that by recording brain impulses of the photographer for later transfer, takes pictures blind people can see. Well, through the recording process is hard on his eyes, he has been travelling around the world making recordings of places and people that are important to his mother, Edith, who is blind, so she can see them. This is Nana Cherry, and this is called Move With Me. Good stuff. Bye bye, Moody.
Quietly, the car was rolling like a bullet. Thank you.
Addicted to the rhythm.
That was called Move With Me from Nina Cherry. Well, I think the music we're playing for today really fits this really weird plot of this film until the end of the world. The next step on Sam's itinerary is San Francisco. He and Claire get robbed by a used car salesman shortly after arriving. She's not doing too well, is she? So Claire calls Chico, one of the French bank robbers, for help. Okay. And he brings more money. I don't know from where. Sam cannot get the camera to work when he's trying to make a recording of his sisters and niece. So Claire takes over. The final recording done, Sam and Claire and Chico board a small boat. Guess where they're going now? To Australia, where Sam's parents are. We continue now with music from Talking Heads. And this is sax and violins from the movie Until the End of the World.
Falling, falling. The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Okay, we continue now with the music from the film Until the End of the World. Now, if I was to tell you that the plot I've been telling you is just Act One, I don't know. I think I'm going to just forget it and say, right, Eugene and Claire break up for good, but remain friends. Harry later dies in 2001 with Sam visiting his grave. Whilst in San Francisco, Sam sees his wife, who has since remarried, and son from a distance, realizing that he has lost them forever. On Claire's 30th birthday, Eugene's book comes out, and he, Winter, and the French bank robbers call Claire, who is in the middle of a six-month stint as an ecological observer on a space station, to sing her happy birthday. Well, it's an unusual plot, I have to admit, but the music from the film is certainly interesting. We've got two more tracks coming to you. This is from Crime and the City Solutions, The Adversary.
You see me in a foreign face, in ships that sink without trace, in your father's doubt, will you praise or shout? Behind the burning cross, begrudge the imagined loss. When you run to me, between the thought and the act, you sink without trace, grow to hate your face. Will you sell all you own to see in a shadow by flame? Will you run to me, run to me? But you cannot fly. You try to hide, but by your side. You try to run from me.
Not I will. Girl, I'm
just an onion. From the cold snow into the warm air, I'm just an unknown. To her I am unknown.
That's called The Adversary from a band that call themselves Crime and the City Solutions. We've got two more tracks to come with this one from U2. Yes, they're in it as well. And this is called Until the End of the World from U2. This is Director's Cut.
We'll be right back.
Udos, U2, and the penultimate track from the movie called Until the End of the World. It doesn't end up like that. We're going to go out with the final track from the movie. This is What's Good, and it's Lou Reed. Thanks so much indeed, as always, to Miley and for Eamon for helping me put the show together. As always, hope you enjoyed the music. Talk to you next time with another, I hope you think, great film soundtrack. Thank you. Bye for now.
Life's like me and a soda, and life's like space without room, and life's like bacon and ice cream. That's what life's like without you. Life's like forever becoming, but life's forever dealing in hurt. Now life's like death without living. That's what life's like without you. Like Sanskrit read to a pony, I see you in my mind's eye, strangling on your tongue. What good is knowing such devotion? I've been around, I know what makes things run. What good is seeing our chocolate? What good's a computerized nose? And what good is cancer in April? Why no good? No good at all. Killing. What good is rain that falls up? What good's a disease that won't hurt you? Why no good? I guess no good at all. What good are these thoughts that I'm thinking? It must be better, huh, not to be thinking at all. A styrofoam lover with emotions of concrete. No, not much. Not much at all. What good is life without living? What good's this lying that barks? You love the life of this throwaway nightly. It's not fair, huh? Not fair at all. What's good? Oh baby, what's good? What's good? What's good?
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.